In a letter to President Obama, Governor Abbott wrote, given the tragic attacks in Paris and the threats we've already seen, Texas cannot participate in any program that will result in Syrian refugees, any one of whom could be connected to terrorism being resettled in Texas. I am directing the Texas Health and Human Services Commission's Refugee Resettlement Program to not participate in the resettlement of any Syrian refugees in the state of Texas. And I urge you, as president, to halt your plans to allow Syrians to be resettled anywhere in the United States. I agree with Governor Abbott, though I'm not sure Texas and the other states taking the same position can legally single out certain refugees. If we expect Obama to follow the law, we'll have to do the same. The biggest problem, though, isn't whether or not Texas and others refuse the refugees. No, the biggest problem is that our federal government is even considering taking these folks in. The American people should, to use the words of FDR, rise up in righteous indignation and tell the White House to go pound Middle Eastern sand on this issue. The USA and our allies have the resources to set up refugee camps in next nation zones such as Turkey. We and all of Europe should have already done this and insisted refugees stay in such places. Conservatives in England and elsewhere have been making this argument for months, and it's been clear, at least until the Paris murders, that the left wants the refugees. Give them shelter, but keep them out of the U.S. and Texas. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.